The Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles recently unveiled a new program aimed at easing challenges for autistic drivers and the law enforcement officers who engage them. Some autistic people experience the senses more intensely than neurotypical people, flashing police lights, for example. And there can be differences in communication, which can lead to behaviors being misinterpreted. The DMV's Blue Envelope program is designed to make routine traffic stops feel safer and less stressful. Here to shed light on this new state program, which launched earlier this month, is Commissioner of the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles, Wanda Minoli. Wanda, I'm very curious to learn more about the Blue Envelope program, so thank you for being in studio with us today to talk about it.
You're welcome, and I'm very happy to be here with you.
So we described it briefly in the introduction, but broadly speaking, what is the state's new Blue Envelope program?
The Blue Envelope program is really simply about awareness for law enforcement when they do traffic stops, and it's another form of communication for our residents. And our focus at DMV is customer service, and we've had to recognize that we deliver services to every resident at some point in time in the state of Vermont, and you have to be able to adjust and adapt in your communication with them.
Wanda, I'm curious about how the partnership with the University of Vermont Autism Collaborative came about and what role the collaborative played in developing the DMV's Blue Envelope program.
The collaborative played the most significant role. They told us how it should be worded, how it should be designed, and what it looked like. And that's based on their experience and how individuals with an autistic spectrum of some type, how they communicate and how they communicate on roadside. So they led us and we developed.
I understand that other states have similar programs like neighbors in Connecticut and Massachusetts, to name just a couple. How much influence did that existing work have on what's ultimately been rolled out here in Vermont?
Well, for us, we used the other state's model of the envelope and started there. Don't reinvent the wheel. If there's a successful program out there, then, you know, state to state, we try to model. And that's really, really important because when you think about this program and you think about our residents and our New England states, we don't drive just in Vermont. We may take a vacation to Maine. We may be traveling to Massachusetts for something. And you possibly could be stopped at roadside. And what we have now is consistent messaging for all law enforcement. And that applies for people driving into our state. So when they hand the blue envelope over, all law enforcement is aware. They know exactly what they're getting and what this document means. And that's really important, too.
I want to press on that just a little bit, Wanda. You've said that you hope this program can, and I'm quoting you, build bridges between law enforcement and the autism community. Can you say even more about that?
Building the bridges, again, is about awareness and communication. And when law enforcement is stopping someone, and we're going to use a simple example for roadside, they are not aware. And every spectrum is different. You may not communicate with your eyes. Law enforcement is trained to communicate, you know, be looking at the individual, right? Having that eye contact. I'm keeping it at that simple level of, you know, this allows that officer to be able to do and be aware the task that they have in front of them and the conversation, because roadside stops are about conversations generally. That's where it starts. If you're not aware at that point, the conversation can easily, for the passenger or the driver or the law enforcement, it can go a different way. And this is about a calming effect. This is about a tool to be able to communicate in a very comfortable manner.
What has the response from law enforcement been to the Blue Envelope program?
I have communicated with my team, with the DMV enforcement team, and they're very excited about it. Again, it's awareness and it's another tool. We sent out a law enforcement bulletin to all law enforcement entities in the state of Vermont, municipalities, Vermont State Police. I have not had any personal or direct conversations with them.
I'd like to talk about the blue envelope itself. Can you describe it for us and what is written on the envelope and what its sort of purpose is?
So the purpose is to put your necessary documents. If you think about, a roadside traffic stop, a law enforcement officer is going to ask for your license, your registration, and your proof of insurance. And so the document is something that you just place all of, you put the envelope, you just place all of these documents in. But more importantly, too, it asks for an individual's contact information. In the event, maybe communication is not, you know, going very well, it gives the law enforcement officer another avenue to help the conversation. And it's as simple as that.
So as we mentioned, the program rolled out earlier this month. Have you had any signups yet?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I was so excited. I actually checked yesterday afternoon just to see how the requests were coming in, if we were getting any online requests. And we had 175 as of noon yesterday, which to me is remarkable. And in addition, we had two requests from other states. And so that alone tells me there's awareness and individuals want access.
So for anyone listening, Wanda, who may be interested in getting a blue envelope, you know, what is the cost and what might be the next steps?
So there's no cost. There's two simple ways to get the envelope. You can stop by any DMV branch office. You can walk in and we have available at the counter and you can pick one up. Or you can go online and you can just send us an email. There's a direct link and we will mail them to you.